Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And we're going to have a discussion on the menhaden industry. People who listen regularly to my Saturday morning outdoor show are very familiar with this issue, but a lot of you probably are not. And in an effort to educate the public and make them aware of the issues and understand the industry and what goes on, because it will be coming up, I'm sure, in the legislature this year. And to joining us to help us understand the industry is the Vice President of Public Affairs with Ocean Harvesters, Ben Landry. Ben, thanks for taking some time to chat with us this morning.
Of course. Thank you for having me, Don.
If you would, tell us about your company, Ocean Harvesters.
Sure. So Ocean Harvesters is an American-owned business that harvests menhaden both on the Atlantic coast and the Gulf. And we deliver those menhaden to a company called Omega Protein, where they make high-protein fish meal that is in most pet diets and aquaculture for salmon. And fish oil, which also serves those two industries, but also human health.
Tell us exactly, what is a pogie or menhaden? One and the same, right? Just different names.
Exactly. So it's a very small fish. It's very bony. It's very oily, so you wouldn't want to eat it, although I guess you could. So it's not necessarily prized by recreational anglers, but because of the oil, it's highly prized. And once you make fish meal and oil, it's a commodity traded on the global market. Also, it's used as bait for recreational fishermen, crawfishers, crab pots. So it's a pretty diverse fish.
Tell me, how would you spend a day on a boat? Tell me how the operation takes place to harvest the menhaden.
Right. So the boats typically leave out on a Sunday evening. The captain will determine where they have spotted menhaden in the Gulf the previous day. So we have airplanes that help spot pogie schools. And the vessels leave out on Sunday so that when the sun rises on Monday morning, the boats are there on the fishing grounds. And you've seen the boats. They're blue. They're either blue and white or blue and yellow, depending on the company. And the most important thing, though, is that vessel's not a fishing vessel. It's actually two smaller purse seine boats, which are about 40 feet in length, and they actually surround the menhaden school. And then the mothership, the big blue ship, goes over and takes them out of the water. So it's a little different. A lot of your audience is probably familiar with shrimpers, which are trawlers. This is a purse seine operation, so it's a different fishing method.
You described it very accurately. All right, here's some background information and some facts on how we got where we are today and what goes on in the now recently named Gulf of America, which was formerly the Gulf of Mexico. In Florida, it's totally banned in state waters. They don't allow it. Alabama, same thing, total ban in state waters. Now, Mississippi has a one-mile buffer, and that includes a mile from its barrier islands where it's prohibited to come any closer than that. Texas has a half-mile buffer along its coast and a one-mile buffer around jetty and passes. Plus, they put in a total allowable catch limit. I believe it's 31.5 million pounds. Now, here in Louisiana, we had a deal that was hammered out last year after a lot of gnashing of teeth and wailing of tears. They had a deal for a half-mile buffer for one season. before the, and they also had a half mile in across the coast, but it was 3 miles off Grand Isle and 1 mile off Holly Beach. And now your industry has pushed for a notice of intent to draw it in 1/4 mile, which the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission, in a 4-3 vote, agreed with you to allow that to move in closer. And there's been some opposition to that. What is your argument, Ben, the industry, and if not, I don't know if you can speak for the whole industry, but for at least ocean harvesters, and I'm going to have to ask you to wait until after this traffic report to do that for us. Tell us why the industry felt the need and the right to move in after making a 1 mile, a half mile deal to a 1/4 mile. We'll do that with Ben Landry right after we take this quick time out for traffic. Here's Joe Cardosi in the WWL Traffic Center. And we're discussing the Menhaden issue, the pogie boats, and we have Ben Landry, the Vice President of Public Affairs with Ocean Harvesters, one of the companies that harvest and fish for the pogies off the Louisiana coast. And Ben, I had posed a question to you just before, and for listeners that weren't tuned in there, Florida bans it completely in their waters, so does Alabama. Mississippi has a 1 mile buffer, including off their islands. Texas has set a limit. They also have a 1 mile buffer around their jetty and passes, and a half mile coast-wide. Here in Louisiana, we're the most generous state when it comes to giving up pogies. We have a half a mile across the coast, 3 miles on Grand Isle only, and one off Holly Beach. You and the rest of the industry appealed to the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries to move it in closer to a 1/4 mile. What is your argument for justifying that?
Well, thank you for that opportunity. Listen, I would say, and your audience knows this, the Louisiana coast is different, obviously, than Florida, than Gulf Shores, than Biloxi. It's a working coast. And there are significant buffers around those identified tourist areas in Grand Isle, Fouchon, and again in Holly Beach. So Louisiana's coast is simply different. So that's why the buffer is a little different. As it relates to, I guess, when you had teed up the agreement, it was never going to be in perpetuity. The agreement was always set for a couple of years until the $1 million taxpayer-funded bycatch survey, and then there was going to be a revisit of these buffers. And that bycatch survey came back and showed that the unintentional catch of red drum and speckled trout were far less than I think a lot of regulators had thought. So we went to the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission and worked with them. I believe they develop this map. And again, just to be clear for your audience, the move from a half mile to a 1/4 is not coastwide. I can't stress that enough to your audience. It is roughly a third of all linear miles of the state of Louisiana. So the overwhelming majority of the state will not be impacted at all. So I feel some of the rhetoric on this has been, it is not going to that length to explain exactly how the buffer is being adjusted.
All right. Well, obviously this is going to go before the state legislature, and a couple of legislators and members of that Wildlife and Fishery Commission, by their own admission, said they have an overwhelming number of opponents for a variety of reasons, you know, the coastal restoration destruction and the increase on the bycatch, and with regard to the legislative session and the questions that have come up. A lot of questions have been raised about the amount of campaign contributions made by your industry. Can you tell our listeners?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
How much you have given to political campaigns over the last couple of years?
Well, I assure you it's a fraction of what some members of the recreational fishing community has given. I will say that I can't speak to the arguments that recreational anglers are giving to legislators, but I can say, in my opinion, this is a user conflict. It's far less about damage to coastal restoration. I don't think, you know, if you talk to the folks over at CPRA, I don't think they flag menhaden vessels as a significant cause of coastal erosion.
Well, I've seen it. I've seen it in person. I've been out there.
I would also say that, to me, it is a user conflict. We should be able to share the Gulf of America between different user groups, between the recreational fishing community and commercial fishing industries. We should be able to share it. That for those nearshore waters should not be only for one sector.
All right. Civil restitution. Why is there no civil restitution on the bycatch for commercial fisheries of menhaden when every other species has that, where if someone destroys a resource, a fish or game or bird or whatever, they have to pay back for it? It's a payback. It's a restitution. There's no restitution being paid. Would you agree to that, your industry?
No, not at all.
Why not?
I think it's the nature of commercial fisheries. I will say this, Don, your suggestion of civil restitution would shut down the menhaden industry. I mean, you would have roughly 800 direct jobs, 2,000 indirect jobs in the state, $62 million in vendor pay. Would he be eliminated if no other species could be harvested? It's just simply how this industry
goes about it. Yeah, it's called bycatch. But if I say this is bycatch, this fish that you caught me with, I still have to pay restitution. It's only fair that, you know, anyone that does that has to pay it back. And it's not being done. It's being lost. And as far as the amount that we would lose economically, recreational fishing far, far outweighs it and what it brings.
Well, I hope that you're not suggesting that this industry should go away. I'm simply saying that as it relates to bycatch, 97% of speckled trout are killed by rod and reel anglers. 96% of red drum are killed by recreational anglers. If we're worried about red drum and speckled trout deaths, it's awful hypocritical to point at another majority.
There's some very tight regulations with regard to red drum for recreational fishermen. I mean, they've banned the spawning fish, which is the ones that are basically caught as bycatch by the menhaden industry. And, you know, there's very tight regulations. There's slot limits, and there's a lot of catch and release that's required, and civil restitution payback if somebody, you know, catches them illegally or has an illegal size. Ben, I wish we could continue with you, but I got to go. I got other people coming on, and we're late for traffic already. I appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thanks, Don. And listen, if you can...
Go ahead.
If you want more information about this, you can go to lamenhaden.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
You're quite welcome. All right. Let's go to traffic. Joe Cordosi standing by, taking a look at the highways and byways. What's it look like, Joe?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.